You've got it.
This transmission is coming to you.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you want to go?
It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Friends, we have Obama in the next week and a half set to sign the UN treaty and to try to ram it through the Senate to register and then begin banning our firearms. I did a special program Thursday reading from the UN treaty and from the implementers at UNIDIR, where they openly state their plan is to disarm individuals completely and then countries and only have the UN armed. And I'm sure that you noticed, just with clockwork, magically, there was a mass shooting at the premiere of The Dark Knight Rises. There are mentally ill people in society. Generally, they're on Xanax or Luvox or Prozac. And it's coming out that he was on psychotropic drugs, supposedly, if you can believe any of this. And it is possible that this could have been done by a lone nut. The problem is all the witnesses that I've seen on television, and that's six of them so far, said that there were multiple people in there and that somebody let him in and that there were tear gas canisters coming from smoke bombs from both, from opposite sides. This was so coordinated. And then there's another big problem. Operation Ajax, Operation Gladio, and a bunch of other operations that NATO and the U.S. government carried out, but the Russians have been caught doing stuff like this, so have the Israelis, where you go in and shoot up a movie theater and then blame it on a mentally ill patsy. In fact, Operation Northwoods, a Joint Chiefs of Staff plan, even describes how to do this in D.C., Maryland, and Florida was their plan, but Kennedy said no. And that's a long time ago, so I thought I'd get into some of the more modern Army field manuals that teach the officers, only officers get these who are in special operations, how to stage a terror attack, how to launch a false flag. And the argument is, well, the enemy's doing this. And so we've got to be more evil than the evil. We've got to guard the good with a bodyguard of lies. That's kind of an unjustifies the means way. And that's how they get people into selling out. And it's done across the board. Narcotics, trafficking, child kidnapping, sex slavery, all publicly run, publicly, it comes out, they grow the opium, run the little kids, steal the trillions. And it's patriotic in America to just say, well, that's what you do. Well, it's going to be done to you, America. If they have a drone and it kills 20 people or some cases 200 people, and they say, well, it's collateral damage. Oh, but they don't care about collateral damage overseas in countries that we haven't even declared war on, breaks international law as well. The Geneva Convention, Nuremberg Code. We're like, yeah, we killed 227 people at this wedding, but we killed the one bad guy, no judge, no jury. And it's like, ah, well, just women and kids. But then when there's 12 dead in America, oh, it's so sad, it's so horrible. Oh, we better give up all our rights right now. You know, the president of Mexico says, turn our guns in, we better do it. And Piers Morgan from England, he's over here telling us, and he's got one of those fancy accents. He must be smarter than us, gee. And Bloomberg and ABC News and Obama's traveling there to be at the prayer vigils and suck off of it. Same folks that stage Fast and Furious that's killed over 2,000 in Mexico, over 200 here. Confirmed it's killed three Border Patrol agents and three cops, a lot more than that. Confirmed. Only one family's made a hubbub out of it, though, and sued. So you don't get any attention to that. And, of course, there's not a bunch of crying over them either. It's when the system says to get upset, they do. And they know how to pick something for a false flag. I can just see them probably 6 months ago. Hey, we'll attack the Batman premiere. And you got people in that psych warfare department over there. Drug them up. Get them prepped. Start shock therapy. Yeah, scramble their brain. Get subject ACQ ready to launch for he'll take the fall as the patsy. Get that up, go and bring in foreign assets to do it. We'll get their guns one way or another.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. From deep in the heart of FEMA Region 6, Austin, Texas, transmitting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
It is Sunday, the 22nd day of July, 2012. We are going to be live here for the next 2 hours, as we are every Sunday, 4 to 6 Central, 5 to 7 Eastern. I'll be back tomorrow, 12 noon to 3 p.m. Eastern, with a weekday show that's also on channel 166 XM. All right, if you joined us today, you get ready, get a pen and paper ready. Follow along with us. Go to a major search engine like startpage.com or google.com and type in each keyword group I say, and then minimize the window or create a tab and launch another one, and then spend an hour after the show tonight or while we're live to go check everything I'm going to say here, okay? You know, I don't just get on air when there's a shooting or a bombing and say that it's an inside job staged by criminal elements in government or, in some cases, by private mercenary groups controlled by corporations. I don't just say that. It's very painful. I wish it wasn't the case. We have the UN treaty. They only need two more senators who've been on the fence to try to ram it through. In fact, it may be down to one senator. Even Forbes has stated, analyzing the treaty, we've done it as well here on air, but even Forbes magazine, that it registers guns internationally and calls for banning all semi-autos just to begin with. And just Thursday, I had a New American Magazine researcher and writer, Bob Dacian, here with different versions of the treaty and the signatories of it. And the UNIDIR officials at the UN saying they want a total gun ban for citizens and saying they would use the Small Arms Treaty to make it legally binding. Okay? So that is set to pass in the next week or two. And it looked like it was going to fail. But now the president of Mexico is calling for it to be passed because of the deaths at the Batman premiere in a suburb of Denver, Colorado. Piers Corbin. Again, people who aren't Americans tell us what to do. That's the joke we've become, is saying he wants to ban our guns and start it now. Bloomberg is calling for it, who sues gun manufacturers nationwide trying to shut them down. We are all going to be basically subject to his control freak behavior. We're going to be going over all of that today. Now, after I get into the history of government staging terror attacks, where it's declassified and admitted, and I'm going to give you the sources of where you can look that up, then I will get into the earmarks of this event. And if you will look up Operation Ajax, Operation Gladio, the NATO option, the Levon affair, if you will look up what Al-Qaeda is being used to do right now in Syria, backed by NATO, NATO is funding Al-Qaeda to go into movie theaters and shoot everybody. NATO would do this whenever they thought either a right-wing or left-wing group was about to take over a government in Europe that they didn't control. U.S.-backed, which means banker-backed, we've been captured for a long time as well. If somebody was about to take back their country, left or right, good or bad, they would go in and blow up movie theaters and machine gun people in movie theaters, usually U.S. Special Forces. Now, they'd also hire other groups. I've even interviewed some of the people here on air before. And this got declassified in the 90s and completely 5 years ago in Italy and in Germany. They declassified it. Former Italian presidents went public. We'd only had part of it before. That's the Operation Gladio was one of the umbrella groups. They would pick a school bus. Their favorite was a school bus full of kids because that would get a really good effect. And then the reporters and local police weren't involved. They just knew to not investigate too much or they'd end up dead. But they'd get the call, hey, something's coming up this morning. You'll want to get over here. Kind of like Condoleezza Rice called Mayor Willie Brown of San Francisco. That's in the San Francisco Chronicle, September 12th. And said, don't fly to New York tomorrow. The Joint Chiefs of Staff canceled their trip 2 days before. So it's just a friendly phone call. Just a friendly, you know, little friendly phone call. So before I get into all the earmarks and this and the witnesses seeing multiple shooters and tear gas canisters, you know, being thrown from opposite sides and people letting him in and the police standing down as usual, before I and the fact this is the military-industrial complex, the real shadow government, U.S. government, is based in Colorado Springs, and then north of that, there's underground railways on record. How big they are is classified underneath Littleton and surrounding areas right into Denver International Airport to move nukes around and other things. By the way, there, where I live in Austin, Texas, under the old SAC base, it's now the International Airport. There's an underground bunker underneath the Hilton Hotel is what it is now, and then it's a rail spurs going out to Fort Hood and the big nuke base out there under those hills. That's super classified, by the way, what you were just told. The NSA really likes my show. But see, I'm a real American here to defend the Republic from the foreign banks that brag they've taken the country over. See, I've had the police officers on, and I've had the head of HUD on, and I've had all these different people who were in the Alfred P. Murrah building when it got blown up in 95 and who saw this FBI guy, this CIA guy. They had high-level people in there. It's just not the low-level guys that do this. And they said, well, what are you doing? Oh, we're a phone company with big gray sticks of butter the day before, wiring them into the walls. And then we have the newscast with them removing the bombs. And, you know, I mean, it's that kind of stuff. We've had the police officers on. Some of the police officers got killed, like Terrence Yakey. He saved a bunch of people's cop of the year. They told him shut up, so they tortured him to death. Last call was to his partner saying, I got the feds behind me. They're getting ready to pull me over, trying to stop. And they tortured him pretty good. But the point is that this is the way this stuff operates if you live in the real world. Okay? Now, that brings us into mind control. So I'll get into Mr. Holmes, James Holmes. I've seen other mind control events where they worked in the neuroscience brain interface areas. You know who else did, who became a famous bomber? You might want to look this up. His name was Theodore Kaczynski, the Unabomber. Now, some think he broke out of the programming, and that's why that happened. And he knew so much of their plan. He was a PhD working in all of that. And it was declassified in the MKUltra hearings that Theodore Kaczynski was actually in MKUltra as a volunteer. Oh, they had MKUltra right here at University of Texas, where I live in Austin. All the big universities had it. And most of these brain interface programs are DARPA, Department of Defense funded. I went and looked it up, and sure enough, the entire program he was in was Department of Defense funded. So he was in a Department of Defense machine-man interface. Quote, a budding scientist, top of his class. I mean, you couldn't write the script like this. This is who they use. They use former Special Forces soldiers like McVeigh and others, because McVeigh was involved. McVeigh was seen by the police and others there. He was seen by Catherine Graham, the head of HUD in the building. She saw him. And she saw the strikingly handsome CIA and German intelligence officers, who she later saw on the news, as she described them in their black cowboy hats. Yeah, the cowboys from hell, and they're planting the bombs right in the area by the daycare. That's when McVeigh got mad and said, I don't want to be part of this operation. No women, no kids, kind of a Tony Montana quote. They're like, Bubba, you just picked yourself for Patsy. And you know who they picked to be his doctor for the decade plus before his execution? Dr. Jolyon West. And who was he under? Dr. Ewan Cameron. We're going to go over all this, where they have PBS and Discovery Channel and History Channel specials. One time I watched a two-hour one. I mean, I already knew this from reading MK Ultra, MK Naomi, congressional hearings on it. But they just admitted the thousands of kids they kidnapped, the soldiers, how they LSD, PCP, reprogram them with. We're going to go over all of it today, but first, I thought I'd just show you from CIA.gov and other websites where they admit they stage terror attacks because they think you're stupid. This is all hidden in plain view. So we're going to come back and give you examples just like the theater that our government carried out.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
If you want to know why every major government in modern history, the British were world famous for it, like to stage terror attacks to blame it on their enemies and to take liberties from their population while posing as saviors, it is just so effective. You basically just frame your enemies. And because the perpetrators control the media, and they will just repeat whatever they're told, and the feds control the local police, and they will do what they're told, it doesn't matter if 50 cops see the feds and the unexploded bombs and all of it. They just tell them, shut up or you're dead, like Oklahoma City. And I've interviewed the police. The FBI came into their offices and said, you and your wife are dead. It's all in the film, A Noble Lie. We have at InfoWarsShop.com with all the witnesses, the police, you name it, the head of Air Force Weapons Development, you name it, all of it, how they blew that building up to try to pass anti-gun laws, to take liberties, to have warrantless spying, to set up this police state. And the very same crew that's in charge right now, I mean the very same people at the Justice Department, are the number one suspects in this event. The Patsy, who you notice you're not hearing anything about, and who the folks at the jail say is flopping around and spitting at everyone, saying he's the Joker, completely blasted out of his brain, may have even been the shooter. And I'm going to go over all this, but probably not. Probably a decoy, because there are army manuals on how to do this. The Russians do it. The Israelis do it. Folks, every major government does this, and it just shows how corrupt and dangerous this world is. And it's being used. It always happens right when they've got some treaty or some new war they want to launch. And in the next week to 2 weeks, they're saying the next 2 weeks, sometime in the next 2 weeks, Obama's set to sign the UN Small Arms Treaty, which says they can register our guns and put us under UN control and even ban them. That's not Alex Jones saying that. That's even Forbes. Though I did a whole hour Thursday on the eve of this event happening in Colorado with New American researcher, magazine researcher Bob Dacey in studio going over the UN treaties and documents where they said that no individual should be able to own guns. Well, the attorney general said that when he was deputy attorney general back in 95. And all of these guys, Obama as a state senator, look at the cities they control, Chicago, New York, total gun ban. They want your guns. Now, that said, what is a false flag? What is a self-inflicted wound? What is an inside job? It doesn't mean the whole government is involved. It doesn't mean there aren't, quote, Muslim extremists or whatever. It means there are criminal elements that fund terrorists, allow terrorists to attack, or sometimes do it themselves. Now, here's CBS News. I thought I would just, I mean, we told you about this over a year before this broke in December of this year. Documents ATF used fast and furious to make the case for gun regulations. Charlay Atkinson, and it goes on to say they carried it out so that they could argue for new rules on gun sales. There it is. The memos are public. They actually were giddy, is the quote in Congress, about it. 20,000 guns. Hand grenades, rocket launchers. I mean, that's why ATF started telling on itself once this started coming out, because it wasn't just tracing some guns out of some gun shops. It was so they could then argue to restrict and ban semi-autos, saying we were causing the violence in Mexico, now that numbers over 60,000 in the last 4 years. And Fast and Furious is only part of it. And now Calderon's calling to ban our guns. There are no gun sales in Mexico to the general public. And it's a hellhole with the government and the thugs ruling over everyone and treating families and everybody like total trash, and the society's collapsed. So we don't need North Korea or Mexico to, here it is, Associated Press. Mexico urges U.S. to review gun laws after Colorado shooting. That's Reuters. There you go. In our country's politics, telling us what to do. Hey, why don't you talk about Fast and Furious? My point is, Fast and Furious is so special because it's not the first time a false flag or stage terror event has been discovered. It's one of the only times it ever finally got out in the news a little bit. Because I've got a giant stack here that I'm about to cover. That a lot of it's CIA.gov, you name it, admitting that our government stages terror attacks. So, if they would do Fast and Furious, which is a staged terror attack, a slow burn attack, it's killed cops, border patrol, hundreds of U.S. citizens, thousands of Mexicans, Mexican government estimates 2,000 citizens killed by it, then they can get away with anything. Now, that said, listen, I wish that this was a real crazy. But once you've seen them do this, they follow a script. They've done it in Spain. They had mass shootings and bombings that even came out later. The government did. This was even in the Spanish news. 7/7 was run by MI6. That even came out on Fox News. But guys, will you just pull it up so people can see it on screen if they're watching at PrisonPlanet.tv. Just type in 7/7 was masterminded by MI6. And you'll see Fox News, AP, BBC, Sky Television, Justice Department official Loftus, who we interviewed last week. Strangely enough, before this even happened, about another issue. And there they are saying, yes, a SWAT, it was run by MI6, and that they're protecting a SWAT. Of course, it was run by MI6. At the end of one day in September, that's narrated by Michael Douglas, it's about the attack in 72 at the Munich Games. They go and admit the whole thing was staged and fake hijackings were staged. Some of the terrorists low down, low level, thought they were fighting for Allah and for Palestine, but they were really working for NATO security services as a way to take liberties all over Europe. I mean, boy, they got this stuff. And they even put it in the movie. Yeah, there it is. Terror expert, 7/7 mastermind, was working for British intelligence. I'm just mentioning some of the stuff that's not even in my stack. What? Mr. Aswat. Harun Rashid Aswat, MI6 double agent. Oh, it's always a double agent. When it leaked that the bomb maker for Al-Qaeda was CIA, that had given the bomb to the Christmas Day bomber who the U.S. government got on the plane, source on that, congressional testimony, C-SPAN, Detroit Free Press. It's always the same. It's like, oh, yeah, CIA got him on the plane. Never mind that. Oh, yeah, we built the bomb for him, but that was our cunning skill. Yeah. And it was a CIA commando who led the attacks in India, and it wasn't Muslims, but we wanted to get a war between India and Pakistan. Remember that a few years ago in Mumbai? And at the time, the head of Indian intelligence got killed that day. But before he did, he said, this is Western-backed. By the way, he was a Hindu, big enemies with the Muslims, so why would he be defending the Muslims? He said, yeah, this is staged. Remember the shopping malls getting attacked? And I said, it's staged. It was in the Indian papers, Times of India. Oh, Alex, not everything's staged. It came out in the Chicago Tribune later. David Coleman Headley, the face of Mumbai terror, CIA, commanding it. And what were the guys that weren't Muslims on? LSD, PCP, and drugs the Indians couldn't even figure out. No one could figure out what they are. They had literal mind control operatives. You ever seen the Final Bourne movie? That is so accurate. They get an army captain in there. Are you dedicated to this program? There were real programs like that. Declassified. And they would turn you into a whole new person who would be ready to feed their child into a blender. But wait, I haven't even gotten there yet. I'm going to go over declassified admissions when we get back. Stay with us.
I would stand in line for this. There's always room in life for this.
Of this country and every other major power bloc are unified in one thing. They see the general public as dumb animals who are there to be programmed and manipulated. Real wealth isn't even about generating new sciences or new inventions or art or literature. It's about controlling populations. And one thing that governments have done going back more than 6,000 years in different histories, one of the things they've done over and over again is stage events. Many historians at the time, and that's the agreed upon history by most, said that Nero burned down part of the city because the Christians had gotten too popular. He wanted to expand his palace areas and public works into that quarter. People lived in their own minority neighborhoods like they do today. And he burned it to blame it on them. Now, whether that's true or not, the point is the ancients understood this. We should understand it. Because so many adults look at me and say, why? Why would they want to? I don't know. Why would Hitler want to firebomb their Capitol building and grab a guy and drug him up, Baroness Manderlube, and then execute him? A mentally ill person drugged up. Same MO. I mean, ask Hitler that. Why would he want to seize power and arrest his enemies and say they had to set up checkpoints on the highways and take the guns because terrorists had attacked? He set up Reich security. Reich means land. He set up fatherland security. Yes, you've heard of it before. We're in a lot of trouble, folks. They think you're so stupid they're following an exact blueprint. Black uniforms, whole nine yards. Okay, so hope everyone enjoys it. They're keeping us safe from Al-Qaeda. Yeah. Now, again, the ATF's on record in Congress doing Fast and Furious to blame the Second Amendment. That is a false flag. Just thought I'd mention that. Operation Gleiwitz. Hitler didn't just get elected and then seize power and become a dictator February 27th, 1933, by firebombing the Reichstag. He did a bunch of other incidents blaming on his enemies. And he had newsreel cameras set and radio reporters on the German-Polish border. On the 31st of August, 1939, the Gleiwitz incident was a staged attack by Nazi forces posing as Poles on the 31st of August, 1939 against the German radio station Sender Gleiwitz in Gleiwitz, Upper Silesia, Germany. The provocation was best known on several actions in Operation Himmler, a series of unconventional operations undertaken by SS in order to serve specific propaganda goals, staging terror attacks against German targets, blaming on their enemies. Now, what are the sources on this? Reuters, Adolf Hitler, the definitive biography, Nuremberg trial proceedings, documents presented, heads of the Reich testifying. It's a very long breakdown there. Just look up the Gleiwitz incident because it's all part of Operation Himmler. A whole bunch of staged terror attacks. Yeah. People always say, the Germans just attacked Poland. No, Hitler blew up a bunch of stuff and said the Poles did it with their pre-World War I army with horses and swords. Yeah. Yeah. They're now saying Iran's going to attack the Olympics, so they get blown up. Oh, that's exactly what they're going to do. Okay, let's continue here. No, that's how they're going to launch a new war. Here's another one. All the Shah's men, an American coup and the roots of Middle East terror, Operation Ajax. CIA.gov/library. Go look it up, the CIA. And they admit that the grandson of Teddy Roosevelt, Kermit Roosevelt, along with the CIA and MI6, what did they do? They staged shootings with just a few dozen guys all over the country, saying that Mohammad Mossadegh, the president, was blowing up mosques and shooting crowds of people at prayers, going in basically movie theaters and shooting people. And then they blamed it on the government itself. So kind of a reverse false flag. It was a false flag, but usually it's the government doing it, blaming it on somebody. And the Muslims rose up, overthrew the government. They double-crossed them, threw them out, brought the Shah in. And the CIA just very proud of it. Kermit Roosevelt, before he died, did TV interviews, how they staged the terror attacks. That's Operation Ajax, the 1953 Iranian coup. Again, I'm just covering a few of these, okay? Oh, the Levon affair. What's this from? Let me give you the sources of this here. AP, Reuters, University Press, Columbia University. Oh, this didn't print pages 5 and 6 like it did at home when I was reading it. Reuters, AP, all of them are in there. What I'm about to read you, okay? Levon affair. Guys, will you pull up the Levon affair off here and show people the last of the bibliography, pages 5 and 6? I want to show them Reuters and AP and all that. It's on there. Thank you. Just people watching at PrisonPlanet.tv. radio listeners, just take notes, look it up. Because you know, I'm just supposed to, when they have a new terror attack and right when they want to pass a treaty during Obama's campaign, and now he's using it and going to the scene to look like a great guy and get a 10-point bump in the polls. Bill Clinton said he owed his reelection to the Oklahoma City bombing. I've been predicting this would happen. It has all the earmarks we haven't even gotten to yet. We are sitting here watching this unfold, and I'm just supposed to immediately go, oh, no, I'm sure it really is a lone guy in a big secretive advanced brain interface program, a guy that was top of his class called a brilliant science scholar. And then he suddenly goes crazy and sure. And he's on welfare the last 6 months. Nobody sees him. They've got the nice apartment. It's all done. Mail order. Perfect way to set him up, just like Lee Harvey Oswald. Let me continue here. Levon affair. Oh, yeah, there it is. Ynet News out of Israel. Oh, yeah, they have in the bibliography I was just showing you guys, it's the Israeli universities admit this. Let me read to you from that. The Levon affair refers to a failed Israeli covert operation codenamed Operation Susanna, conducted in Egypt in the summer of 54 as part of a false flag operation, that's staged terror, frame up. A group of Egyptian Jews were recruited by Israeli military intelligence for plans to plant bombs inside Egyptian, American, and British-owned targets. The attacks were to be blamed on the Muslim Brotherhood, Egyptian communist, and unspecified malcontents or local nationalists. Yeah, that was the main target. They go on to admit because the U.S. was about to put pro-free market nationalists in and be friends, and Israel was like, that's not part of the plan. We're going to put troublemakers in like they always do. Continuing. Oh, Israel admits they created Hamas. I'm not being anti-Israel. It's in the Jerusalem Post. They created Hamas, 1973. Don't believe me? Look it up. Just type Israel created Hamas. Jerusalem Post, you name it. Just do that for everybody since they're watching. A lot of radio listeners will go check it out for themselves. Oh, let me continue here. The attacks were to be blamed on the Muslim Brotherhood, Egyptian communists, unspecified malcontents, or local nationalists with the aim of creating a climate sufficient violence and instability to induce the British government to retain its occupying troops in Egypt's Suez Canal. The operation caused no casualty except for those members of the cell who committed suicide after being captured. Israel has admitted that indeed they staged this. Now, my point is, what were the targets to be? This is one we know about because the operation got blown. They were going to attack bars and movie theaters, killing U.S. citizens in U.S. neighborhoods and churches. But they want a U.N. treaty and all this. And then I'm sure it was a lone guy. Yeah, I'm sure. And again, you should go read the long bibliography on this, so you can see it for yourself, jewishvirtuallibrary.org, Reuters, again, Columbia University. That's where this comes from. Reuters, March 30th, 2005. Israel honored the 9 Egyptian spies that did it. YNetNews.com, we just showed you that. You want me to continue? You know what? I think I am. I'm gonna show you some other governments and then our government, and I'm going to show you the current Army manual where they teach commanders how to stage terror attacks. You want to see that? We'll cover it when we get back. I'm Alex Jones, risking my life to defend the Republic and our Second Amendment.
I have sworn upon the altar of God eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man. Thomas Jefferson. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Toll-free number to give us your take on this, especially if you live in Colorado or if you were a witness or lost any family. Our prayers go out to you. 877-789-ALEX. I know we're on a couple stations on Sunday there in Colorado, including one that goes into Denver. 877-789-ALEX or 877-789-2539 is the number to join us. Now, look, here's the deal. There's always a lot of telltale signs that come out. There are some real mass shootings, but they're never at numbers of 50-something shot and 12 dead or while they were saying 14 dead and 71 injured. Still, I don't have time to go into it today, but if you go research Columbine, total false flag, multiple shooters, 127 bombs inside, half the school empty that day, police stood down 5 hours. I've talked to the police involved. Stage deal. Stage deal. Department of Defense, globalist involved. That school was a test school where they first had all sorts of weird death education. See, I'm already getting off into it. The point is that what I really look at here is how out of the gates the police never say anything, how they apprehended him, he didn't shoot at cops, the fact that he kills all these people and then disappears and this happens, he's wearing a mask. The Russian government staged some attacks on theaters and a school, and the real guys with masks go out, and then they kill a few patsies or have a drugged up patsy. And there's even U.S. government documents that describe how to do this. I'm going to get to those here in just a moment. But the point is just then he's in this weird Department of Defense funded brain research lab, the Department of Neuroscience there at the big university, top PhD scientist. You've got the big treaty, the UN treaty coming up, the timing. You've got how the media hyped on it perfectly, minute one, all the calls to restrict our guns. When it's not a staged event, they don't do that. You can see the tailoring. You can see the PR. You can see the jumping the gun, like we saw on 9/11, where they announced Building 7 had fallen an hour before it fell and then 25 minutes before it fell. Kind of like newspapers were already publishing Lee Harvey Oswald before he'd been arrested because they got the time zone screwed up in Australia, New Zealand, and other areas. You see, they've got to get their fake story out, but sometimes they jump the gun and somebody pulls the trigger a little too early, and so you get caught with your pants down. Again, the goal, get our guns. This is about UN global governance takeover. They're telling us on the news we're run by foreign banks now. Here's an article we did back in 2002, U.S. government plans sniper attacks. And it goes on from there. Here's ABC News on it in 2001. U.S. military wanted to provoke war with Cuba. This is ABC News. In the early 1960s, America's top military leaders reportedly drafted plans to kill innocent people and commit acts of terrorism in the U.S. cities to create public support for war against Cuba and then the Soviet Union. Bombing D.C., Maryland, Florida, Miami, and shooting people, and then even how to frame patsies. Again, this is ABC News right over here. You just type in Operation Northwoods, and you will get it. Again, U.S. military wanted to provoke war with Cuba, because we were just showing you our article dealing with some other developments. Here is the ABC News article. I'm going to lay it right here so people can see that if you're watching at PrisonPlanet.tv. Again, if you're a radio listener, just search Operation Northwoods right here. Now, again, we're going to show you that ABC News article. Absolutely essential to show people this article right here. Now, continuing, Operation Northwoods, it's only, I don't know how many pages long this thing is, like 14 pages long. Just let me show the camera, guys. It's this right here. I'm going to lay it right here on top of the keyboard, right here. That's it, right there. Okay, and then I'll put the documents right there. I understand you were shooting over here. I was showing documents over here. We're going to show them right here. All right, because people will say it isn't real. I got to show them ABC News here. Okay, Operation Northwoods, a memorandum for the Secretary of Defense. This was green-lighted all the way up to Kennedy, who said no, and you know they killed him right after he refused to be part of that. Here it is, declassified. Wow, imagine what they're not declassifying. And how to shoot people out in the street, how to even attack U.S. military bases, and then how to frame patsies, drugged-up mental patients. Okay, so again, I would be crazy when I see this stuff happen to not immediately go, okay, who has a motive? Take our liberties, take our freedoms. Who's been caught staging things before? Are they very close to passing something that's very unconstitutional, signing us under the UN? All, and then you just keep adding and adding. I mean, I'm virtually certain it was staged, or bare minimum he was provocateured. Just type in FBI fake terrorists. You'll get Reuters, AP, London Guardian, New York Times. the Atlantic Monthly, where they go out and find mentally ill people and get them to talk about blowing something up and then have a big terror alert on the news like they're doing something. It's not entrapment. It's beyond that. They get welfare people, mentally ill, you name it. But here is Operation Northwoods. Okay, continuing. Operation Gladio, already mentioned this. U.S. government staging terror attacks all over Europe, NATO doing it. A lot of this has been declassified by the Italian, French, and German governments. Again, nothing against the general military in the U.S., nothing against the Germans or the French. People spin it and say, you're saying the French are terrorists. No, not I'm saying that it's declassified in their countries. Okay? It's been declassified that NATO, the U.S., and their governments would shoot up school buses, movie theaters, train stations, bus stations. Kids are their favorite. Because then they would demonize their political opposition with that information. Look up Operation Gladio. Point is, this stuff goes on. Look up what a false flag is. Now, here it is. Flashback. U.S. counterinsurgency manual leaked, calls for false flag operations, suspension of human rights. This is an army manual that got leaked by WikiLeaks. Last time they know it was used was in 2004. It's the manual Foreign Internal Defense Tactics, Techniques and Procedures for Special Forces. And it goes over, if you're outnumbered, how do you get the indigenous to turn to your side? You commit an atrocity, blame it on the enemy. That's called a force multiplier. Your globalists have taken over the U.S. You see yourself as guerrilla warriors because you know the general public it doesn't support you. You stage terror attacks, pose as saviors, and use it to convert the society to a police state. So again, you can link through at our article on that to WikiLeaks, and they have charged Manning and others. They're trying to charge Assange. They admit this is a real document, highly classified, and they're very upset this is public. Yeah, I'd say so. Okay, how to stage terror attacks and blame it on your political enemies. Okay. Now you understand why they protected Hassan for 2 years while a lackey who was under Pentagon control was controlling him and why they declared national security on his emails and phone calls. That was a case of another psychiatrist. Oh, they're always in the psychiatric area or they're always in the neurological brain research, just like our little scientist James Holmes. Theodore Kaczynski, LA Times, CIA mind control program. When he was in the brain interface studies back in the 60s and 70s. Look it up. Oh, let's not forget the USS Liberty. I've interviewed the admirals involved, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. 1967, they want to get a war going with Egypt. The Israelis got caught with the Levant affair. So for hours, they attacked the ship. It wouldn't sink. The Israeli pilots have gone public. They knew it was a U.S. ship. They get on there's aircraft carriers just 100 miles away with jets. They're firing jets off to go stop it. McNamara says, do not defend that ship. President's orders. They say, we're going to defend it. It's international waters. It's under attack. And the president came on the line. I've interviewed the Admiral Moore before he died, about a year before he died. I've interviewed them all. And I mean, I've talked to the people who were there when LBJ came on in the command center at the fleet command on the aircraft carrier and said, that ship's going to the bottom. You recall those aircraft, but the Israelis couldn't sink the ship. It's the most highly decorated ship in U.S. history. It was to be sunk. Harrowing tales, like they a bunch of others had their intestines tied into them, and the ship was under attack, burning for 10 hours, under attack for about 4 hours, torpedo boats, strafing, everything else, that those darn Egyptians sank our ship. We'll show them. It's called a gambit, where you sacrifice a pawn. This is an old military tactic, where you send in 1,000 troops to get them killed, to bring out the enemy. The argument is you save more troops in the end. And that idea, end justifies the means, is why all these governments do it. They all do it. It's a fact. Their favorite target, movie theaters. Then they take a mentally ill person with shock therapy and PCP and blame it on them.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I've only gone over a small portion of false flags, and I'm going to recap them and then get into some of the other documents I haven't covered yet and some of the newer examples. The government getting the 7-7 guy on the plane. I mean, the list goes on and on. British Special Forces caught in 2006 in Basra, dressed up like Sunnis killing Shiites to get sectarian war going. I mean, it just goes on and on and on and on. The feds cooking the bomb, training the drivers of two mentally ill, low-grade morons in the 93 World Trade Center bombing. This is what's frustrating, is they do this over and over again. I haven't even gotten into all the earmarks yet. I haven't even covered the motive of the UN treaty. I haven't really got into that yet in detail. All the calls to restrict our guns now by the White House and others. And all the grandstanding. I haven't gotten into the mind control aspects. I will after we take a bunch of phone calls. But right now, let's talk to Evan in Littleton, Colorado, the site of Columbine and that operation a decade or 13 years ago now. Time just flies. Good to have you on with us on this Sunday. Do you think I should be questioning this when we have known governments that get caught doing this over and over again? Or should I just trust them and turn my guns in?
Neither. You should just go back to sleep. Trust no one except your government. This is ridiculous, Alex. I'm about 4 miles away from Columbine. The first time I read that article about what happened, it screamed of BS. First of all, it's an exit door on the opening night for a very anticipated movie. You know they're going to be pimply-faced high school students making sure nobody sneaks in, that everybody pays and gets their ticket. Somebody had to let that guy in.
No, exactly. I've been to opening nights, and they have people hanging around behind the exit doors. That's well known.
Yep. Second thing. 70 people so far that we know of, 58 wounded, another 12 dead. And the largest magazine that I know of, I have a couple of Glock 9mm. I got the 33 round factory magazine. But
now they have some 100. They have some 100. They have some 100 round barrel ones. I've got some. Here's what's happening. They're saying they want to ban the bottom loading. Remember last year they wanted to ban bottom loading shotguns and rifles. The ATF was talking about that. They have barrels, and so they're worried about barrels because that would let us fight back against a military. This is designed for a globalist takeover.
An armed populace is fundamentally incompatible with a police state. That's why they're trying to grab this. And anybody who is in the government, anybody who's in the military, the police, anyone who is for this, you're also for something else. It's a little word we call treason. You need to think very careful about what you are doing here, because this will be the final straw. The American people are not going to take this.
Yeah, I mean, they'll get a bunch of the mall Martians and people that can't talk, glow-in-the-dark folks to turn their guns in if they even have them. But, you know, it doesn't matter. Just because they get a majority of people that want to be slaves and, you know, lick their boots, it isn't going to happen.
Exactly, because what is it, 5 million guns a month they're selling now? Number one reason I don't trust my government?
Well, it got up to 5 million a few months ago, but the biggest manufacturers suspended new orders because they're 6 months to a year behind. So the biggest, I mean, the manufacturers can't keep up.
Right. Well, that's a good sign that people, even if it's a small segment of the population, was only 5% or something the Revolutionary War, like, it was really, really.
Yeah, it's way more than that. There's probably 25-30% that are some pretty awake, 10% are hardcore awake, 50% are somewhat partially awake. The other 50 literally don't know what planet they're on. I mean, cool. So they're a lot of dangerous folks. Anything else, sir?
Yes, I wanted to just make it real quick, plant a couple of seeds. I don't know if it's stupid or if it's divine inspiration, but a couple of topics I'd like you to cover in the upcoming week. Number one is, will there be another false flag at the London Olympics? And then number two, imagine Red Dawn has already happened. You and Jesse, I finally watched that FEMA camp video of police state. Who's already in there? What if that's an invading force just waiting to come out when the time is right?
It's a good question. You know, Israel says they may have to attack Iran so they don't attack the Olympics. Imagine, we've got to attack Japan so they don't attack the Olympics. We've got to attack because they might attack. I mean, it's that's what Hitler said. And I'll break down the Olympics coming up. Stay with us.
Yeah.
leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, I'm going to go to your phone calls now, and I only got about halfway through the stack of famous false flags that have been totally declassified or partially declassified. There's others like the sinking of the USS Maine to get us into the Spanish-American War, and the head of Hearst Publishing, William Randolph Hearst, told Remington the painter, I don't care if you're not in Cuba. Just give me the pictures, I'll supply the war. That's a famous quote. And they just showed paintings of massacres, that the Spanish were committing massacres against little poor children in Cuba. Just like they said babies were thrown out of incubators by Saddam. Or they say that Syria's committing massacres, and it turns out it's Western-backed Al-Qaeda. Because they know you're just halfway paying attention. You turn on the news, and then whatever it says is supposedly true. Oh, a guy dressed up like Ronald McDonald. First, it was a black outfit and black mask, and they thought they were cops. I've got these clips coming up. And tear gas from both sides and multiple shooters. Oh, forget about all that. People saw four people at Oklahoma City, and the feds declared national security on the videos, but FBI agent leaked the videos to a federal judge and to the LA Times. They never put the videos out, but said it did show McVeigh with four other men. Oh, really? But we're never going to see those surveillance cameras. Or if we do, we've all seen Forrest Gump shake hands with President Kennedy, but it wasn't real. We've all seen Yoda fight Emperor Palpatine. It wasn't real. We've all seen King Kong climb up on the Empire State Building. It wasn't real. We've all seen Gandalf fight the Balrog. It wasn't real. Okay, we've all seen Lucky Charms dance around the rainbow on TV. It isn't real. Or they could show us some short clip of him there. And usually it's way after, the way they're acting all secret. They have the UN treaty coming up, which was very close to being defeated to put the UN over our guns. And magically this happens. Bill Clinton's trying to extend the assault weapons ban and ban gun shows the week before the vote. Columbine happens, but remember, it still wasn't enough. Still wasn't enough. Because you know what? If there had been one armed citizen in there, like the Luby's massacre, just like Susanna Hupp, state rep, has said, she could have saved a lot of people. There was another shooting a few years ago in Colorado where a guy came in a church mad he'd been kicked out. Might have been a real attack because the media wasn't there to jump on it. That's whenever you know it isn't staged. They don't hype it. And a off-duty police officer with another lady doing security who I can still carry, she ended up shooting the guy, and she was there for security. And that's the only kind of security you want. Is you should have somebody armed at some mega church with thousands of members. You should. In case there's a robbery, whatever. Guns frustrate crime 21 times more often, the Justice Department has to admit, than they're used in the commission of a crime. You got a better chance of being struck by lightning twice in a year than dying in a mass shooting. Look it up in the World Almanac. It is one of the rarest things out there. But none of you are in Colorado, right underneath the military-industrial complex. All right, I covered a lot of this. I'll have to get to more of the history of government-sponsored terror tomorrow because I don't have time to get into British special forces caught dressed up as Sunnis killing Shiites and caught. Remember that? BBC, you name it, just type in British soldiers of SRR, get caught trying to stage false flag terror incident. Look up Detroit Free Press. Just type in State Department ordered to get underwear bomber on plane. Oh, yeah, look it up. Just look it up. And then you have to understand who the main suspects are, especially when it's all hyped, when the cops won't tell you what happened, when it's implausible, when the witnesses see multiple shooters. This is a staged event. Okay, let's take a few calls here. I'm going to try to rush through them. Scott in Denver, Colorado. Scott, what's your take on all this?
Alex, this is just another example of how they're taking our rights through these incidents. I'm looking at a half-mast flag right now. So obviously we're catalyzed as a nation, and it's to take our guns. It's to take our guns. It's to take our guns. Everybody wake up.
Well, you're right. And, you know, when a Predator drone illegally, and they're in over 12 countries now, and they admit it's illegal under international law and our own law, kills people. They have shed over 200 dead at a wedding, men, women, children, is good if they kill one person they claim is a terrorist. So killing 200 plus men, women, and children is cool. There's no half mass for that. But they, and Obama's going, and Bloomberg says ban the guns, and the president of Mexico says ban the guns, and Piers Morgan says ban the guns. I mean, how many times have I said the last few months that they're going to stage a mass shooting, probably at a movie theater or mall? How many times have I said that to get this treaty rammed through?
This is the beginning of it. There's going to be more and more. It's going to be blamed on us, the American people, us patriots.
And they're going to have to put TSA in the malls and in the movie theaters, as they already had promo videos months ago coming out showing them at the malls, and now they're calling for it. That's right. You see all the scripting, all the preparation, and then it rolls out, and they've got a mental patient put on drugs, doesn't even know who he is, they're reporting, flopping around on the ground. Just like 5 years ago when four Delta Force groups came back and murdered their families. One of them just went crazy. When the police pulled up, they were flopping around on the ground, spitting. Again, they have devil's breath. They have a whole bunch of drugs they can give somebody, and they can mix it with other drugs where you never even know who you are again. That's how they get the patsy ready. What do you say to that?
I just left China Mart. I bought a bunch more spray paint. I've been continuously bullhorning out of my car. They continue to pull me over, and they can't do anything. I'm going to continue to exercise my rights, and I'm going to tell people about this. Obama is grandstanding. He's politicizing this. He's using this to sign us into this United Nations Global Weapons Treaty. This is it.
And it happened right on time. Right on time. God bless you. I mean, come on, folks. Come on, I just read you more than 20 examples of our government and other governments attacking our own ships, you name it, killing our own people, shooting up movie theaters in Europe to blame it on their enemies. I showed you an army manual where they say, get false flag training. They want our guns, they're criminal. They staged Fast and Furious, it's a false flag. To blame the Second Amendment, that even came out, that it was to blame the Second Amendment years after I told you. Of course it was for that. And now they're like, we got to do something else. Who do we get? We got this guy drugged up. All right, pull the operation. I mean, that's it. That's what it is. My gut already knew it. It's insane. But I went and researched, and sure enough, it's got all the signs. He may have even been the shooter, but I doubt it. Witnesses said there were multiple guys on there. That's coming up. Let's talk to Chris in Boston. What's your take on this, Chris?
Hey, great job breaking it down. Something real quick I wanted to point out. The media on Friday kept saying that his car had Tennessee license plates, but then the news chopper zoomed in and you could clearly see he had Colorado license plates 119ROC. What do you make of that?
Well, you notice they're not letting the cops in there with the, quote, booby traps and all that. No one had seen him there. He was all mail orders, like they mail ordered Lee Harvey Oswald's gun to him when you could buy guns anywhere without registration or records back in 1963. I mean, it follows the exact script of a Gladio operation, of a Operation Himmler, of an Operation Ajax. I mean, this is what they do. They shoot up movie theaters. They blow up discotheques. I mean, this is what the globalists do.
When not one single witness has said that they saw the person that was supposedly in the theater pop the door, not one single person has said that person had red hair or orange hair.
Yeah, they all said it was a guy in black with a mask on, but now we've got Bozo the Clown. It's incredible, sir. What do you think's happening here?
It's absolutely the stage right now. I've just seen Obama flying in on Air Force One to go pimp out the victims. It's ridiculous.
And anybody who asks why would they stage this or let somebody do this who they've drugged up, well, watch him get a 10 to 15 point bounce out of this. Watch. Watch. Watch him get the treaty and put us under UN. Watch.
Everyone that wants to grab guns, so you'd rather wait for someone else to show up with a gun to protect you than protect your own family? Like, good luck with
that. Well, that's
that.
Another thing. I mean, this was one of the biggest theaters in the Denver area, and those are normally crawling with cops. And I checked the news and talked to some locals, talked to folks Friday who live in the area and go to that theater. They said there's always cops there on the, up 6 or 7 during the weekend, but on a Thursday night at a premiere, probably 4 or 5. But no cops. Oh, yeah. And all they did, I watched this press conferences. Dave Mustaine's been visiting me this weekend with his wife. And we sit there and watch the press conferences. The cop, the police chief, and the governor never talk about the families. It's all about what a great job they've done and how they're traumatized. Bunch of weirdos. I'm going to try to accelerate to your phone calls and first go to those that are calling us from Colorado. But we'll get to everybody. When I look at my children and how innocent and good they are, and I think about a one-year-old child shot in the face at point-blank range by the multiple men that witnesses saw inside firing and the tear gas coming from different sides and the person that let him in and all the rest of it. When I think about all this, and I think about the fact that it's so well documented that thousands of U.S. troops have been nerve gassed, biological weaponed, radiized, hit with radiologicals, radiated, in the name of just research and studies, and have died, many of them. And that black men were shot up with syphilis, and little kids worldwide by the UN are given live polio and killed or paralyzed. And then it's just a minor footnote in the back of the paper, and then 12 people get killed, and it's half-masked, and oh my gosh, as a nation, we're under attack, let's give all our rights up. It's the fact that they're hyping it is another telltale sign. So they picked Batman, thinking that would supercharge it, and now they can also have a security rollout of TSA type security, which they're now calling for at the malls, at the grocery stores, and at the movie theaters. And when you go there, they are now going to want to pat you down, just like at the football games. It's a total transformation to being slaves. And it's been done scientifically. And even if this isn't staged, as Rahm Emanuel has said, in fact, when you cue this up, Rahm Emanuel's quote, "Don't let a good crisis go to waste." We have that in the computer. But just look it up. He was on C-SPAN. Don't let a good crisis go to waste. They are certainly using this to take our liberties. And how dare the president of Mexico say, restrict our guns. He's quoted today as saying, we've got to restrict our guns. They have total gun bans in Mexico, just like Chicago or New York. And their crime rate is unbelievably higher. I mean, in some areas, it's 100 plus times higher than ours. With a total gun ban. No, we don't want to live like that. Thank you very much. We'll keep our guns. You can keep the change. This is a group of radical globalists doing this. And if you don't think they won't shoot a theater full of Americans to get their takeover of this country, the globalists hate Americans more than they hate Iraqis, folks. Okay, just remember that. Let's go ahead and talk to Sylvia in Aurora, Colorado, right where this went down. Sylvia, thank you for joining us. Obviously, our prayers and hearts go out to all of you out there, because one person or 12 people dead is a huge deal, even if the globalists are trying to hype it to terrorize us. What's your view on this?
Hi, Alex. I'm glad to be on the show. I'm calling. I live on Alameda, actually, which is the street that the movie theater is on. It's about maybe 3 miles, probably 2 miles away. I mean, I just want to comment on the whole, you know, did he act alone? On 9 News, the local news here in Denver, first they reported that there was somebody who, you know, answered the cell phone, or, you know, he went to go step out to make a call, and he went to the emergency exit. But, you know, that's a red flag right there. Just because, you know, when your phone rings in the movie theater, if you're going to take the call, you're going to go out the way you came, you know? So that's the point that I wanted to make. And then, not even today, this morning, I'm sitting at work and CNN is on, and it's John McCain talking about where the actual, I'm going to quote the topic, it said, curbing gun violence, and then the subtitle under it was, are tighter gun laws needed, which is just crazy. It just happened, like my brother said, he said it's going to happen like clockwork. They're going to use this.
Well, exactly. There have been other mass shootings, and when they haven't staged it, they don't do this. They're lined up. They're ready. They've got the whole media pushing. And what's coming up in the next week and a half? The UN treaty. I mean, look, they had a couple votes. One article says one vote or two votes they need. They were going to lose. They weren't going to get this ratified. And Obama still said he was going to sign it. Now he gets to go grandstand. He's there now. I don't know if he's spoken yet.
Yes. And then also, I live about 2 miles from the theater, and I also live about like maybe 5 or 6 miles from Holmes' residence. So yesterday when I got off work, I drove by there to take some pictures, and I got some pictures, but I couldn't get out of the car because I had my 10-week-old with me. But today I want to go back on foot, you know, and actually get the pictures. I was wondering if if there's a way I could send them to you, or...
Are you kidding? Absolutely. Citizen reporters, that's what we are, so please help us. I'm going to put you on hold and give us... give you one of our more private emails to make sure we check it. Chris, will you give her your email and make double sure that when those come in that we get them to the webmasters? And also give her Kurt's email or Aaron's. Give her a couple. Absolutely. I've thought about getting in a plane and going up there because I'm sick of this. This is a big deal, folks. I could tell the way they've been acting and the way they've been behaving that they were going to... Have you noticed how much I've been covering the Second Amendment the last 3 weeks if you're a listener?
Yes. And it's so crazy how this just happened, like clockwork. It just, I've been listening to Alex, and I've been listening to you covering the Second Amendment, and it's just so crazy how this all happened. But
did you see where the FBI in Denver said, look for theater attacks in the middle of May last month, or no, June, in the middle of
June?
Yeah, we've got the flyers on the site. They said get ready for theater attacks, but here's what's funny. When this happened, they pulled that warning off their site. Why would they pull it? Tell us what threat they knew of. Why would they pull that?
Wow. It's all safe, you know?
You were going to say something else when I rudely interrupted. Sorry, go ahead.
Oh, no, I'm just saying it's all safe, but let me see. I took a couple notes to make sure I didn't miss anything. I wanted to say I have a couple pictures already right now on my phone, and I'm on my way home. I actually was supposed to be working overtime, but I left because I didn't want to get dark before, I could get some more pictures. So that's where I'm on my way to right now, so go ahead and do that.
Well, thank you so much, and be safe. Do you know anybody who has family that was injured or killed?
I don't know. I didn't have anybody. Actually, my dad just told me yesterday. He has a broker friend that she did know some people who were killed. So, my clothes would go out to her.
That's terrible. Well, thank you so much, Sylvia. God bless you. We're going to go to another call now. Look forward to those photos. We'll post them at Infowars.com. Let's go ahead and take another call from Littleton, Colorado, very close to the scene of this. Let's talk to Scott. Scott, thanks for holding. Welcome.
Hey, Alex. How you doing?
Good.
It's been quite a rough weekend for me. I actually was under lockdown during Columbine, so went to one of the elementary schools where Dylan had went. But I actually had a specific question for you. I was going over an article on ABC today and actually happened to notice that one of my old basketball teammates was hit on Friday. So I actually happened to see on the same article that there was a video released of James Holmes doing a dissertation at his college. And it did a presentation on temporal illusions and subjective experience. And I happened to look that up, and it turns out that that has to do with mind control, brainwashing, time gaps, and it is directly related to LSD.
Exactly. Theodore Kaczynski, the Unabomber, was in a similar program to him. So was Major Hassan. That's what I'm saying, folks. They grab these students. Stay there. Okay, for those that don't know, I have been allowed into the University of Texas neuroscience department by a research scientist that was there a long time ago. He's since moved on to an even more prestigious, there's not many that kind of narrows the field, university. They had monkeys. I was looking at video feeds of monkeys out in Bastrop and Smithville by the hundreds with television sets with wires into their brains, flickering in their faces just to test what flicker rate to tune televisions to make you most suggestible and put you into a dream state. And I found out all these other universities just constantly are testing flicker rates on how to create suspended disbelief. For a lot of people there watching the film sat there while they were being shot thinking it was part of the movie. That's how into it they get. They're zombies, basically. It's mind control. But yes, we did find the ABC News video he's talking about. We're pulling up the transcript now. But the terms that the caller just mentioned that we're checking right now do deal with this. And I looked at the department he was in. Of course, they're all like this, but over 90% of it is Department of Defense and DARPA funded. And he is in an advanced, I mean, they were saying he was one of the most advanced PhD students going for PhD, top of his class, promising, you know, all this other stuff. And sure, that's the type that sometimes breaks and goes crazy. But more often than not, because I didn't figure any of this out. I saw it with Hassan at Fort Hood, who we know they were protecting. With Theodore Kaczynski, that's in the LA Times, that when they declassified MKUltra, Theodore Kaczynski was in it. Oh, and then he becomes the Unabomber. And I just deal with this over and over and over again. And then the second most famous mind control doctor in U.S. history, Jolyon West, the protege of Ewan Cameron. Just look these names up. Just type Ewan Cameron in. I mean, they have PBS shows about them kidnapping children and turning them into new people and taking troops and drugging them and then turning them into assassins. This was in the 50s and 60s and 70s. I mean, they take you and electroshock therapy you and show you the Joker movie 2,000 times or whatever and then shock you and torture you and then say the pain goes away when you do what you're told. That's how the Japanese created the ninja. They would go out and do one assassination in their life that they trained for more than a decade for and then commit seppuku and kill themselves. That was done simply with exotic drugs and sex. They would take young men, train them for about a decade as assassins with drugs, sex, but also training. And then they would go out and commit an assassination, but you didn't want to get caught. They were very expensive. Ninja are real. But the movies don't tell you what, but they would then commit suicide. That was why a ninja was so expensive. Is that with primitive Japanese technology 500 years ago, they had what they call the disposal trigger. And a lot of these mind control guys have that. You see the last Bourne movie? What's the name of it? The Bourne Supremacy. Folks, that's so accurate. I've read all the documents that are public. It gave me chills. The Bourne Supremacy is what they do. I mean, that's real. They were doing those tests in Vietnam on Special Forces soldiers. The problem is somebody like that's usually very smart, very capable, focused. A lot of times the programming wears off or they break out of it. So who do you want? You want highly intelligent young people. They go after very young nerd types. Because they've tried to do it with, like, you know, mildly mentally retarded Muslims and stuff. Remember the guys that bombed the World Trade Center? FBI cooked the bomb, trained the driver. That came out in the New York Times even because their own people leaked it. Those guys had like 75 IQs. The FBI threw fits for months trying to teach them how to drive a car. Then they didn't park it up against the right column and the rest of it, so it didn't bring the whole building down. It made them really upset. They were, you know, they wanted to get the job done then, not in 2011. Or 2001. All right, I'm going to shut up. Let's go back to Scott in Littleton, Colorado. Yeah, we found the video. We're going to obviously cover this. Thank you for bringing this up. We're not sure if Scott's still there. Is Scott still there? Okay, he's there. Good. Scott, give us your take on this.
Well, I can tell you, I actually ironically just came across some articles on Columbine about 2 weeks ago while I was in Hawaii, and I started to understand there's quite a possibility it was a false flag. There was an explosion at Wadsworth and Chatfield as a diversion, common terrorist tactic. So
they put 127 bombs in the building. I mean, no. Listen, I've talked to the cops involved. They were told stand down. There were at least three other shooters inside, just like witnesses are saying this time.
Yeah, exactly. You're finding multiple stories of dual shooters, people throwing different canisters. You have the same problem, whereas with Columbine, the amount of stuff that was carried in just seems improbable. The timing, the fact that he came out and sat next to his car, sat in front of his car, on his car, what have you, just seems like mind control. It just kind of has that. I asked when the news came out, I was like, hey, did he start reading Catcher in the Rye right after he sat down?
Well, listen. For 200 years, they've had devil's breath. That's not new. That's suddenly in the news. The scopolamine, you blow that in somebody's face for several hours, they will chop their child up with a meat cleaver if you told them to. But they're not high. They just do whatever you tell them. They got stuff that makes what they like is halcyon after the event to then tell someone they've done something. Listen, the LAPD said that Sirhan didn't shoot RFK, and we now know the CIA was there, and it was his security detail shot him in the caliber, and the witnesses saw it. And he was drugged that day. And that's even mainstream news now that Sirhan is basically innocent. And that was with 1960s drugs. Great points. God bless you. Anything else, sir?
I do want to say one thing. I will tell you that after this event happened, I've talked to a lot of old friends and old schoolmates, and we're definitely seeing signs of PTSD out here in Littleton. I can tell you this false flag operation stuff, psychologically, it does work.
Don't worry. The TSA is coming to stick their hands down your pants. They will keep you safe. God bless you.
I won't be going to the mall.
No, I hear you. We won't be able to go anywhere. They've got to come and check your house. They've got to, you know, the government's totally secret. You've got to have no rights to keep you safe, of course. Let's go ahead and talk to Ryan in Texas, and we'll come back and talk to others. Ryan, go ahead.
I just wanted to make a few quick points here. Put yourself in that movie theater for a second. Those doors where they said the witness said that someone went to the door to take a phone call, if he tried to open that door for this guy, wouldn't there be an alarm sounding?
Yeah, all the theaters, I checked that in the last decade, have alarms on them that don't go off audibly, but let them know in the manager's office. But I mean, they can't have like a loud alarm because people do leave movies through those. But a lot of them do have alarms. The big thing is they're set in hinges back in the wall, but they're saying someone went and opened the door for him. Now they're saying that's him. We have clips of witnesses saying, no, tear gas came from both sides. But again, the Russian government did stuff like this. I'm telling you, this is one of the oldest tricks in the book. Sorry, go ahead.
I'm sorry. The idea, too, is a tear gas. You can't get that unless you're military or law enforcement. The other thing
I wanted to... First they said it was tear gas, now they say it's smoke bombs, but go ahead.
Okay. The other thing I wanted to see was, has anyone tried to do a gunshot residue test on the actual, or the alleged shooter, to see if he...
Well, here's the deal. When it's a real event, the police instantly tell you where they busted him, what happened, what went on. Notice they're not saying anything here.
Mm-hmm.
Notice Obama has showed up. Notice, you know, they won't go in the apartment, all this. Again... I've been watching this for 19 years, on air for 17. I've seen it over and over again. I know how they act when it's staged. Like Mumbai a few years ago, I said it's staged. 6 months later, it came out in U.S. papers that the CIA ran the attack to blame Pakistan. I mean, again, I've watched this. Other people are into baseball. Other people are into golf. Other people are into acting cool. I'm into understanding how globalists operate. And they love staging stuff. There's a small chance he could just be some lunatic who got on drugs. But I don't think so. We'll be right back. Yeah, we've got the electric eye of the NSA spying on us, all the rest of this, but nothing watching government. Have you studied history? You know how corrupt governments get? Crank it up.
It's Alex Jones on the GCN radio network.
Yeah. The electric eye's looking down on you. The lasers trace everything you do. You think you have private lives. Think nothing of the kind. I'm watching all the time. I'm El Lamento. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to go back to your phone calls. You keep the country free? Really, you spy on me to keep the country free, but you're not keeping it free. You're trying to take my rights away. Look, when governments want to attract their own people because they're controlled by mafias, they stage stuff to take people's rights. It's the oldest trick in the book. It's happening again, and I'm sick of it. And look, all this is above my pay grade. But the average American I talk to just thinks it's their job to just go through life and have fun and ignore all this. Look, if you have that attitude, corrupt people are going to come in and eat your lunch. And all I know is our government and other governments constantly stage stuff like Fast and Furious that killed thousands to blame our liberties so they can take them. And now there's been a tailor-made event with another lunatic they can just blame who's so whacked out of his mind he doesn't know who they are. I mean, if I was the government, I could go kill some people wearing a mask and then go grab a schizophrenic homeless person that doesn't know who they are and put them on the news as the killer. And then I've got Army documents and Northwoods where they talk about shooting up movie theaters and public events and you know, dance halls and military bases and how to blame a patsy. And who's the patsy? A mentally ill person. I mean, this is really uncool. And so, hey, you got the UN treaty right on time, folks. I told you this was coming, and I wish it wasn't an inside job, but my gut tells me it is, and all the evidence is there. So many points, so much research. Folks, show a document cam shot in here. If people are watching at PrisonPlanet.tv, there's probably 200 articles and documents in front of me. And you know what? I read or looked at all of these and more. Okay? And my head is spinning with frustration. Do you know how many of these black ops that have been declassified are shooting at movie theaters? They love them because they're dark. Nobody knows what's going on. You shoot some people, you grab some patsy. The old days, they would just grab some felon they didn't like. And, you know, they owned a few cops that were corrupt on the force who they'd have ready to bust them a few hours after. They'd plant some stuff on them. That was the end of it. Now they get these grad students, they electroshock therapy. I mean, that guy doesn't, they say he's in the jail flopping around, spitting right now, the Associated Press screaming he's the Joker. I mean, if he did it, you can't put him to death or in prison. He's completely insane. Like Bales, who killed, you know, what, 17 people or whatever in Afghanistan, four tours, had his part of his foot blown off, had been on medical disability on a bunch of government drugs and said, please don't send me back, and then watched his buddy get blown up the day before and went haywire, taking hallucinogens, that's what Prozac is, and went and they're going to put him in prison, folks. That guy's completely off his rocker. Again, notice how, oh no, he knew exactly what he was doing. And this guy does too. Spitting on everyone, flopping around, screaming and yelling for hours on end with Bozo the Clown red hair. He's an insane person. He can't defend himself. They're having the fake 9/11 trials right now, and they've declared the whole trials national security, even though they're Pentagon kangaroo courts. That bombing they had in Europe last week, it was one of the alumni of Camp X-Ray. The average age there was 14. They'd grab little kids, brainwash them, drug them. That came out in the news. They had a mind control base. Look it up. CIA base within Camp X-Ray, where they did stuff I can't even say on the air and admitted to it. I mean, the sexual stuff they did to him was, and then they release him and the guy goes and blows himself up. I'm telling you, folks, you better look into this. 20 years ago, they had remote control cockroaches with a chip. 20 years ago, they had robo rats with a chip. They've got chips now where they can put a chip in you and have you say or do whatever they want. All I'm saying is governments have done this before. This guy was an advanced scientist at advanced levels doing research. We just confirmed it in these areas. And that's classically who they grab and who they do this to. Folks, the people running our country 60, 70 years ago would march young privates in and nerve gas them to test a new nerve gas and tell mama they all died of the flu. That's declassified. Of course they would do this. Just grow up and realize they do it to get the UN over our country. This is a conquering takeover, and they're doing it through Psy War, PSYOP. And I see right through it. Jerry in Louisiana, you're on the air. Then Lloyd, Man Bear Pig, as Al Gore's calling. And Karen, go ahead, Jerry, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex, my name is Terry with the T.
But, I'm sorry.
I love your show. I just have a few comments and then three questions. Number one, you said that everything is like the Nazi pattern, you know, with the checkpoints that are coming and then the DIA.
Hitler staged shootings all over Germany, including public places, and blamed it on Poland. It's called Operation Himmler, yes.
And it shows, in the DIA airport, it shows the Nazi rod rising on the mural.
Killing children, and then the guns are banned, yes.
And then the swastika runways. Well, then this is kind of just like out of the Nazi manual with Night of the Broken Glass, how the Nazis went in and destroyed everything and then blamed it on the Jews. But then the other thing was my comment about the redheaded guy spitting around and not knowing who he is. I love his adult friend finder page. Like, they have this really hot girl behind him. There's no way in the world that's a legitimate picture, because no hot girl would have been interested in a guy with red hair like that.
Well, so actually, a lot of with the ninja and mind control, they would actually use women and drugs. So if it was mind control, a lot of times their handlers will be super good-looking women. But
then the other, about the Nazi things, I started a blog. I started researching when you said a couple of days ago about Columbine being on Hitler's birthday. I went and looked up all the different things.
Oh, yeah. Did you notice today is the anniversary of the Breivik shooting in Europe?
Well, get this. In 1914, the Rockefeller family on April 20th killed coal miners in the Ludlow Massacre in Ludlow, Colorado. In 1941, Germany bombers attacked Athens on his birthday. In 42, on his birthday, Germans assaulted Malta. On 45, on his birthday, they occupied Beemster and Fincer. In 46, the League of Nations dissolved and the power was assumed by the United Nations. In 1985, under Reagan, the ATF raid on the Covenant, the Sword, and the Arm of the Lord.
But it's not just that it's Hitler's birthday. That's a super high occultic day. In fact, this is the big summer. What is this, the longest day of summer's today? No, it was June. Well, then what's the day today? I saw something on the news. I was halfway. They were saying something about the summer today. All right, ma'am. Thank you so much. I got to jump. We got some more callers. Lloyd in Canada. Good points. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Just to all the American listeners out there, this is a big wake-up call that your Second Amendment means more than anything. If one single person in that theater was expressing his Second Amendment right, there could have been a lot less people dead.
Do you agree that this stinks to high heaven?
Oh, without a doubt, this is the perfect crime at the perfect time for the globalists. With this UN gun registry coming up, this is exactly what they needed, and everyone needs to realize that this is a false flag.
All right, well said, Lloyd. Let's talk to Man Bear Pig in Pennsylvania. You're on the air, Al Gore. Welcome.
Alex, this is not a false flag.
It's not, sir? Should I pay all my money to you so the carbon dioxide won't kill me?
It's definitely a false flag. You're right. And you know, I'm like most people. I don't jump to conclusions. At first, I'm thinking, no, you know, it's probably some random act. The guy dropped out. He lost it because he failed in his PhD program. But then, just like with the shooting in Arizona, I didn't believe that either at first. But you put the facts together. You lay it out there for us. And I'm not saying you know, I'm listening to you only. I'm making my own determination. But it is definitely perfect timing, like the guy from Canada said. Here, it diverts everybody away from Fast and Furious, from Obama's low ratings, from the economy.
The ATF was about to get abolished again. They admit they attacked Waco. They could, you know, they picked a group they thought was unpopular to make themselves look good and attack them.
Everything's a false flag. Obama's a false flag, for God's sake. He's not, like you said, he's not who he says he is. He's a false flag president. Everything's a psyop nowadays. It's unbelievable. Look out for the London Olympics. I mean, that's the next step on the hit parade.
God bless you. By the way, I didn't even get into that today. Israel says Iran is going to attack the Olympics, so they've got to attack Iran. We had that security expert who's been proven right. They're saying the security has been told to stand down. So we're going to be covering that tomorrow. I didn't get to all the clips of witnesses saying smoke bombs from other angles, multiple shooters. I'm going to cover it all tomorrow, 11 a.m. Central, 12 noon Eastern, Infowars.com, free audio streams, or on the local AM and FMs. Pray for those that lost loved ones. Pray for those that died. And buy guns to protect yourself from crazy people.